When I discuss the option of clear aligners for orthodontic treatment, I often mention better oral hygiene as a benefit because the aligners can be removed for brushing and flossing. However, they also limit the flow of saliva to teeth for natural buffering and cleansing. To illustrate how poor oral hygiene can still be a significant concern with clear aligners, several authors collaborated on an article for the August 2013 issue of the JCO that demonstrates the potential problems. The four cases chosen for this article were all treated with Invisalign and were selected based on observed decalcifications associated with poor oral hygiene. In the first case, a 14-year-old male was given 5 clear aligners to wear over the course of 10 weeks. When he returned, he admitted to not brushing since his last visit and had significant decalcification around his attachments and molar cusp tips. In the second case, a teenage male returned after 4 months of aligner wear with caries on the incisal edges and cusp tips of his teeth. He admitted to eating with his aligners in place and consuming soda without removing the trays. The third case involved a 47-year-old female who didn't want to remove her upper tray due to a missing left central incisor. After 8 months of treatment, no decalcification was noted, but significant decalcification was seen during the second year of treatment. Finally, a 33-year-old female showed significant decalcification on cusp tips and incisal edges after 11 months of treatment. She only removed her trays once per day for brushing. What this series of cases demonstrates is that even though clear aligners do allow for easier dental hygiene since they're removable, proper hygiene still has to be done. These patients should still be closely observed and carefully instructed on the importance of removing aligners for meals and when consuming sugary drinks. The authors give several specific recommendations for patients with aligners, such as never eat with aligners in place, supplement nighttime brushing with fluoride rinses, and use a toothpaste slurry rinse when brushing. I plan to use the clinical photographs in this article for communication with patients selecting aligners to help them understand the importance of proper hygiene. It would also be a good article to share with referring dentists so that they reinforce proper care instructions as they see these patients in treatment. I wasn't surprised about the 2 adolescent males that were presented, but the 2 older females were unexpected. This is generally a group that I don't expect hygiene concerns, and I'll be more careful with those that have a pontic as part of their aligner, since there's more reluctance to eat without it. To find the photos for use as a communication tool, look in the August 2013 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics for the article called Consequences of Poor Oral Hygiene During Clear Aligner Therapy.